This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. In a nondescript strip mall in West Palm Beach is a small office. On the door, it reads Mothers Against Murderers Association, also known as MAMA, for the mothers who have lost children to gun violence in Palm Beach County. Large photos of mostly moms holding pictures of their children line the walls, a somber gallery of death.
Sharon, her son was murdered along with his roommate, Tavares Carter, 18-month-old. He was strapped to a car seat, killed in the drive-by. Somebody came by spraying bullets. I don't know who they were shooting at, but his baby got the bullets.
Angela Williams started this organization 10 years ago. She's been to 363 funerals, all in Palm Beach County. Some of them were for her own family members killed by gun violence. She talked to me in her office about why she created this space.
My nephew, Tori, was shot with an AK-47, Riviera Beach, Florida, where he resided at. He was shot 7 times. I was totally still in disbelief and denial that Tori was dead. But you know, when the funeral home calls pulled up to my house, then I realized Tori was dead. And after the funeral, my sister was just going through so much. You know, I get phone calls from her other son. She only had 2 children. And he used to call me and tell me his mom is at shopping in the shopping plaza. So I go to Winn-Dixie Plaza, and I find my sister in the car, just screaming and hollering, calling Tori's name. So I get her out of the car and get her back home safely. And it kept going on day after day, week after week. I was riding down 45th Street, and I said, God, Lord, Jesus, help me. To help my sister. And something just came to me and just says, you need to start an organization. So that's how I came with Mothers Against Murders Association. My sister went through having a nervous breakdown. She had a stroke behind Tori's death. I lost 16 total, including Tori, to gun violence over a 14-year period. Nieces and nephews. I lost a niece, got an altercation with another young girl at school, and her older brother came by and did a drive-by and killed my niece. She was 12. Christina was 12. Some mothers get the phone call. Some mothers get the knock on the door. Some mothers find out about their child getting killed through social media. They don't have an easy life after they lose their child. Their life is never the same, but they learn to cope with it. So I have to do what I can do to try to keep these doors open so those people have a place to come. You know, some days they are good, but when those holidays come, Christmas, birthdays, it's hard for them. But that's why I'm trying to give a wake-up call to the community. They don't see a mother going to visit her child's grave every day. They don't see a mother sitting in that hot car with those windows rolled up, screaming their baby's name. I have went to 363 funerals myself, and I have literally seen those mothers fall to their knees inside the church, and the people have to try to get them up because their baby is lying in that coffin. The mothers will tell me in the group meetings, they'll say, see, people don't understand. They'll say, you haven't got over your child yet? I hear that so much. It's been a year. You should be done got over it by now. How did you get over losing a child? 2 years ago, I went through breast cancer. And you know what kept me going? This organization. I went through my chemo. I went through my radiation. And when I get through my radiation and my chemo, I come right to this office. I have to walk in this office because I have to help these families. Oh, everybody's engaged when it happened. Rest in peace. They wear the shirts. Social media. I'm praying for you. Sorry for your loss. Everybody is very sympathetic, but they go on with their life. Not the parents. Not the parents.
That was Angela Williams, founder of Mothers Against Murderers Association in West Palm Beach. She provides a healing space for families impacted by gun violence. This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.